President Obama told the NAACP convention in New York there has never been less discrimination in America than today. But the pain of discrimination is still felt.
My African-American women paid less for doing the same work as colleagues of a different color and a different gender. By Latinos made to feel unwelcome in their own country. By Muslim Americans viewed with suspicion simply because they kneel down to pray to their God. By our gay brothers and sisters still taunted, still attacked, still denied their rights.
The president said more progress is also needed on reforming education, health care, and employment equality. He said although extraordinary progress has been made, African Americans are still disproportionately affected by unemployment and poor health care. And the president said a black child is about five times as likely as a white child to eventually be sent to jail. Mr. Obama honored civil rights leaders throughout U.S. history, from NAACP founder W.E.B. Du Bois to Thurgood Marshall, the first African-American Supreme Court justice, for paving the way for his election as president. Mr. Obama called on today's Americans to honor those pioneers' spirit and break down the remaining racial barriers.
If three civil rights workers in Mississippi, black, white, Christian and Jew, city-born and country-bred, could lay down their lives in freedom's cause, I know we can come together to face down the challenges of our own time. We can fix our schools. We can heal our sick. We can rescue our youth from violence and despair.
The president emphasized the importance of improving education in fighting America's remaining racial disparities. He said there's no stronger weapon against inequality and no better path to opportunity than a good education. Mr. Obama challenged the audience to take greater responsibility for their children's education and for the quality of schools in their communities. He also urged parents to encourage their children to have aspirations beyond sports and music.
But our kids can't all aspire to be LeBron or Lil Wayne. I want them aspiring to be scientists and engineers, doctors and teachers, not just ballers and rappers. I want them aspiring to be a Supreme Court justice. I want them aspiring to be the President of the United States of America.
The president's address before the NAACP is his first speech directly tackling the issue of race since he took office in January. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.